Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Stairs rips one into the night, deep into right, way out of here. And Philadelphia gets a pinch hit, two-run shot. And the Phillies lead 7-5 in the eighth.
That was so big. Oh, it was so big. Game 4 of 08 out there in L.A. It is fun to have the Phillies and the Dodgers do their thing again because it's happened a lot. You know, I referenced the playoffs yesterday, and I said 50, and I should amend that because, of course, it was not a playoff
game. Yeah, it was a win the pennant game.
Yes, they played at the very end of the season. Winner was going to make the World Series. Loser was going to be done. And, of course, the Phillies won with, you know, probably the best Phillies moment of the first 75 years of their existence.
Sisler.
Dick Sisler hit a home run. So Phillies-Dodgers did it in 50. They did it in 77 and 78. They did it in 83. Phillies, of course, got on the right side of that one. And then more recently with the 08 and 09 Phillies against the Dodgers. That was the Joe Torre-led Dodgers group back then. All right, let's get to the Gattadori window to the weekend. Is that rivalry gets renewed? And certainly,
Joe Torre-led Dodgers sounds strange to me.
I know.
I agree with you.
That does not compute necessarily. I'm, you know, sort of a neophyte.
No, I get it. No, he had
that
a run.
That makes no sense.
He had a run out there for, I don't know, 5 years or so. And Manny Ramirez was their star player, which was also bizarre.
That's just so, yeah, remember the run he went on heading into the playoffs that year? Yeah. He was like as hot as any player has ever been.
Ever.
No, wow.
Yeah, like it was.
The best thing for a mercurial player ever is Manny being Manny.
That's right.
It's Manny being
Manny.
That's right.
All right, so they got a door and window to the weekend. Buy a window or door and get the second and half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Got a Door and Window. Call them today, 1-877-GO-GUIDA, or visit GOGUIDA.com. Pretty obvious what's up on tap this weekend. Phillies and Dodgers Saturday. Of course, as you know, a lot of college football on Saturday. Eagles and Broncos on Sunday. A lot of pro football on Sunday. That's what's on tap this weekend. From Borgata today, let's talk to Dan right now in Philadelphia. Dan, despite me calling you a loser last segment, I care about you. Good morning.
Yeah, I hurt my feelings. How do you call somebody who just won something a loser?
I don't know.
Well, I win beat the hammer wrong all the time, and you think I'm a loser.
Very wrong.
I think you're excellent at that, Joe. I don't know where this hostility's coming from.
All right, enough with the humble hammer, right. Me versus Fritz routine. All right, enough.
I don't have a lot to say today. You know, my time's limited. I just wanted to call and say, go Phils, go Birds, and I think I have the winning answer.
What is it?
Judy's prom dress.
Oh, for the love of God. Are you done, Dan?
Oh, yeah, he hung up.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Wow. Okay.
Wow,
by the way, we do have
some
news.
What?
We know who will be throwing out the first pitch tonight, or tomorrow night, excuse me, for game one.
I'm surprised. That doesn't normally get out.
I agree. It doesn't.
All right, let's take some
Miles
guesses.
Miles Teller?
So, James, I just have one question to lead us in a direction.
Sure.
From sports or not from sports?
Sports.
Okay. John?
Okay. No.
Is it Zach Wheeler?
And Rhea knows for what it's worth. Rhea,
yes.
And I both know.
All right, so Rhea's out of this.
Oh,
all right,
man.
So from sports, let's see. The Eagles play home. I will say it's Jalen Hurts.
Not correct.
Not A.J. Brown.
Ha! Yeah, that would be funny, right?
Cooper DeJean.
No. It is not an eagle.
I don't think they do an eagle.
Your turn, Devin.
I said Zach Wheeler.
Oh, James?
Not it's
Wheeler?
Not Zach Wheeler, no.
I'd say one more round of this. So from sports, not an eagle, probably a Philly. I will say they go right to Cole Hamels.
No.
Okay, we got you, John and Devin, last cracks.
Ooh. Current sports, old sports.
Wait, I didn't get that hint. Just well, take a freaking guess.
Ryan Howard.
Jason Kelsey.
Mike Schmidt. We'll okay, be throwing out the first pitch.
Right tomorrow. To the greatest Phil. All right.
I got to give a hat tip to Jeff Kerr from CBS Sports. That's where I saw it, but then I went on and it's going everywhere.
I got a problem with that.
Why?
I got a problem with that.
Why?
And Schmitty, if you're listening, sir, I mean this as a compliment, not a criticism.
Oh, God.
That tells me the Phillies brass thinks they might not beat the Dodgers because normally you save Schmitty for the World Series. Just putting that out there.
I don't know.
You're a horrible human.
Mike Schmidt is up saving him for the World Series. They put him out game one. That might be doomsday.
No, you're saving Cole Hamill.
You're saving Zach
Series.
Wheeler for the World Series. That's yes. For sure. I mean, there is no more melt the building down person than Zach Wheeler.
Well, there is, but that's okay.
Who? With this specific moment right now, I honestly don't think there is a single human alive.
Wheeler's not a melted.
I don't think there is a human alive. No, I'm not kidding when I say this. I do not think there is one person alive who would get a bigger pop in that building this October than Zach Wheeler.
You might be right.
I disagree with that.
I want you to tell me the name of
him. Give me another one.
Bryce Harper could get injured this October, then it could be him.
You know, when that happens,
they will come at you.
I'm just saying.
Like
I think there's someone more than Zach Wheeler. That's what I'm telling you.
There is,
and I love Zach Wheeler. I absolutely love
no,
him.
No, clearly you do.
Don't,
it's coming
you
through.
You don't have an answer. You're saying there's no way. Give us an answer. Who?
I got to think about it. In the meantime, I'm going to talk to John in Allentown. What's going on, John?
What's going on, man? Good thing I had a three-hour ride ahead of me. Whew.
Well, listen to the midday show, my man. They're going to have a heck of a show coming up.
I'll be out of the truck by then, so I'll listen to you guys and end it here. Guy, I don't have. I just want to let you guys know I don't have a lot of good feelings about the playoffs for the Phillies.
Wow,
and I don't have too many good feelings about the Eagles because I don't trust anything on this team. I don't.
You don't trust anything on either team. Maybe this sounds like a you thing.
No, I trust the defense on the Eagles. I don't trust the offense at all enough to win that game
That's
on Sunday.
Fair.
The
That's
Phillies, the only thing I trust on the Phillies is the closer. And if you don't get to them with a lead, it doesn't matter. I don't trust the lineup because they've never made me trust them. I don't trust the relievers because at any time, these relievers during the season, every one of them have imploded.
Wow, they got their work cut out, it sounds like.
Convincing. I don't have a lot of faith. I mean, after the last 3 years, I don't
look,
have a
no,
lot
John,
of faith.
Here, John, here's what I'll say to you, my man. What you're expressing is a call we got with frequency from January through July.
Yeah.
And then that type of call dissipated as they surged and, you know, Bader and, you know.
But now I guess those feelings
if you
are
you
coming back.
John,
we'll see.
You would have heard me.
No, I believe you. Listen, John, I understand. I think you're going too far. But I understand your trepidation. They have proven in the past to not get it done, and that's a scary thing.
Yeah, do you feel like you're stepping up your worry the closer we get? Because it's,
because you think it's about to end.
Maybe this is something that we can fairly evaluate. These teams are good. They belong.
All right, John, I need an answer. Something red, buddy. John, give me something red.
Can I tell you one thing real quick?
Mm-hmm.
My biggest problem with the Phillies lineup is they've never protected Bryce Harper, so he can't be the Bryce Harper he's able to be.
I agree with you.
A little worried about that.
My red is Big Red.
Oh,
Andy Reid.
Wow.
Andy
nice
Reid.
Answer.
That's a shame. If the
really
vote gets
answer.
To me, it'll probably be a no.
No, I know it would be. Better Big Red, Andy Reid, or Secretariat? Secretariat.
Oh, Secretariat.
It's gotta
why
be.
Would I pick a horse?
Better Big Red, Andy Reid, or the gum?
I don't care about
about that.
It's the greatest horse ever.
Yeah, greatest horse of all time.
It's a horse.
Well, it's the greatest horse.
I'm not going to argue
Andy,
with you.
Andy Reid held my son.
All right. Well,
sure. So personally, you can say Andy.
All right. Let's get to the Twitter poll questions brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. What's the Armin difference? It's simple. Armin's people, well-trained, friendly, and caring. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. Poll question, who's going to win the Phillies-Dodgers series? 78% say the Dodgers. Now, let's get on the more interesting question.
Phillies. That's 78% awful. Said the Phillies.
I'm sorry.
He just read it wrong.
I said it wrong.
Oh,
I said the Phillies.
Jeez.
Sorry.
How do you
sorry.
Read
sorry.
That
sorry.
Wrong?
Sorry. Dude.
All right. Did you hear what you said after you said it?
I'm still flummoxed by the last guy. The guy's existing in mech. All right, enough, buddy. Things have gotten better. Yeah. All right. Next poll question. This one
was inordinately negative.
Yep. Next poll question. Who do you trust more for the playoffs? Let's all take one more crack again with who we lay out. John, the bats or the bullpen, you trust which more?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The bullpen, I guess.
Devin?
The bats.
1-1. Rhea?
Bats.
Seltzer?
Bats.
So 3-1. I would trust the bullpen more. So we're 3-2 here. I think it's a tight one. John, how do you think people voted? Bats they trust more or bullpen?
I guess bats will go 60%.
Pretty much. 57% for the bats.
It's really matched up with us.
It did. That's
yeah.
So, well, I guess...
It's a tough one, man. I struggle with that one quite a bit. But I lean bullpen. I don't love Bone 4.
We got Duran in there.
I don't love Marsh 5.
I believe.
I got some issues there. All right, let's do what we do every single day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, time's yours is brought to us by Xfinity, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Sports Lounge, your home field advantage from Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity. Imagine that. Let's hit it with Tom's here.
Hey, Joe. It's your Phillies costume. I just wanted to thank you. You've made me the happiest Phillies costume on the face of the earth. This is the best news I've had. The best news I've had in a long time. I'll no longer have to be on your filthy body walking around embarrassed. Thank you.
I love the pauses to, like, sniffle. That was really committed.
Love, I love the fact body. That the costume is self-declaring yes. the name, the costume.
Let me tell you something, costume. I did not declare you retired for good.
Uh-oh.
All right? So just watch your lip, all right? Let me say that.
I'm not scared of the Dodgers. I certainly respect them, and they should also respect us. Two evenly matched teams, in my opinion. Their lineup is a little deeper, but our pitching is deeper. But there's no place like CBB for a home field advantage in all sports. Don't swing out of the zone and we'll win the World Series.
Yeah, listen, I think that last point's a really important one. That was a killer last year.
Our pitching
but I will
is
say,
deeper.
But I do want to say this. I will likely give the Phillies more leeway if they struggle offensively against this staff, the LA Dodgers, than last year the Mets. I mean, we do have to acknowledge this, guys. If the Phillies only score two or three runs in this game, it doesn't mean they're bums. Like, sometimes the other team just beats you. I thought last October the Phillies beat themselves. This one could be different. The Phillies could play a good brand of baseball and still lose because the Dodgers are a great team. I just want to put that out there.
This Philly team is going to have to work that pitch count. We can hit 1 through 9. We have hitters. Hey, look, the Dodgers are a great team, but all in all, we have better hitters. This is the last hurrah. They can go out and walk together as champions, or they can look back on it and say, man, we had a great team all those years and we never won one.
It's not the last hurrah. I can guarantee it's not the last hurrah, but it will be for certain players, but not for the team at large.
This is
going to look really
hurrah-y. This is for all the people who checked out for the regular season, said, wake me up when October comes. I don't want to see you coming out now scared because it's the Dodgers. We got a chance to go to the World Series, and we don't need that negative energy coming out. So go back to your holes if you were saying, wake me up when October comes, and now you're scared because the Dodgers. This is Red October. Let's go, Philly!
I'm with you, man.
It is pretty crazy that the Red October thing got so accelerated. It's kind of like Jalen getting accelerated in the second half, the clock in his head against the Buccaneers. We, as fans, have had our emotional preparation accelerated because we're playing the best team that we could possibly play in all of baseball, aside from us, first.
And it's here. And it starts tomorrow.
It's
and with
crazy.
That, Time's Yours, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
Let's talk to Matt right now. He's calling from Ridley. What's going on, Matt?
Yo, boys.
Hi, Matt.
How you been, buddy?
Joe, I'm very sorry, but I have no faith in you. You said the Dodgers, and then you said Bryce Harper was going to get hurt. What's wrong with you?
I didn't say get hurt. I just said I think there could
you
be
said
a better.
If he got hurt. Come on, Joe. Are you a Phillies fan or not?
I am.
Joe, come on, dude. You can't go down this road. Not in October. Not you got the playoffs around the corner. You
hey,
can't
Matt. I
the road of self-doubt.
Matt,
the road of team doubt.
Matt,
why are you
traipsing down
this direction,
official
Joe?
Prediction, Phillies in five. So put that in your freaking pipe and smoke it.
Well, that's better.
In my freaking pipe and smoke it. Okay,
yeah.
Joe.
And listen. If you knew baseball history, you know that comes from Hal McCray, but you don't know that because you don't know baseball history. It's all right.
How do you know?
Okay.
I think you know baseball history.
Listen,
I bet.
Jimmy and I agreed. No shots today. I'm not going to take shots at you, so. But if you want to take a shot at me, it's okay.
He did.
I'm so amped up for this Phillies season, this postseason. If I could do an Eagles chant for the Phillies, I would. That's how good I feel about our chances to win the World Series. So put that in your pipe and smoke.
That's sweet.
You got it.
Oh,
all right,
you.
Matt, I need an answer from you, pal. Give me something red or someone red.
Taylor Swift's lipstick.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
How about
not
that?
Not someone else's lipstick? I'm confused.
Could have also done Taylor Swift's album.
Hers is very red.
Yeah, she goes very red.
Okay.
Yeah she does go very
These
red.
These dogs are amazing.
Oh, my Hello, God. Look
pups.
At them.
Hello, giant, wrinkly pups.
Say French bulldogs?
There was
no,
some,
British,
I don't want to say breaking,
English
but
bulldogs.
Relative Eagles news. N'Kobe Dean posted that he will not be activated this Sunday. So
doesn't surprise me. I thought it would take a little bit more time.
It's surprising he broke that, but you know.
He's getting close, though, obviously. I mean, he wouldn't be practicing right now if he wasn't getting close.
Yeah.
So, okay. Yeah, that makes
Hopefully
sense.
Hopefully soon, though.
Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, good morning. Yo, Ed. All right, Ed not there. We
Silent
go to Rick.
Ed.
Rick is calling from Easton. Good morning, Rick.
Seltzer, we need one of those 1980 games in Houston. One of my most greatest memories. You realize October 11th, October 12th in 1980 – Phillies beat the Astros 5-3 on their way to their first World Series, and the same weekend, Eagles beat the Saints 34-27 on their way to a 12-4 season and their first Super Bowl. Very meaningful October 11th and 12th. By the way, you mentioned Kershaw and Bonds and earlier in the show. Boy, two great players that really did not show up in October, if you look at their careers.
Until the end with Bonds.
Bonds in 02 was amazing.
Yeah, he had it at the end with the Giants, but he had years with both the Pirates and Giants where he did not play well. Many.
Two pet peeves of mine. I don't know how you all feel about this. Going to Plymouth White Marsh in Westchester. By the way, Bloomsburg sucked. We used to play them for a practice game. Just a little jag for Jack. But, you know, We were drilled fundamentals. Two things I saw in the Chicago Cubs Detroit Tigers series that I see the Phillies do once in a while, and it really bothers me. First of all, when you steal second base or you cross home plate and your hand crosses and you're safe at the base and then your knee hits the base after that, but you come off the bag for a split millisecond, that was not the intention of replay. If you hold your glove on the player, he's going to be out.
That's baseball, man. Hold the bag.
That's baseball forever.
Are you kidding me?
That was not the intent. That was not the intent.
It's the intent of safer out. Forget how it relates to replay. The reality is it is the runner's responsibility to hold the bag.
Sorry, so
period.
That's a debate for a different day.
Yes, but it is. A never day.
We debated it and we're done.
Yeah.
A never day.
The other thing that bothers me is when
you
have
a
player coming. You have a runner coming to home or coming to second base. get the ball and put the glove on the bag so they slide into the bag. They go after these legs and they try to tag the runner. Just put the glove on the bag, on the plate, and that's how you get your runners out.
Rick, I got to tell you, for the let's get pumped up for Red October thing, it's about the most nitty-gritty baseball call I've ever heard that has nothing to do with getting anyone pumped up. So
I think they're going to split home and away, and I'm going to game five. And if it goes to game five, it means they didn't get embarrassed in the first three or four games. I think it goes five in the Phillies.
All right, Rick, give me an answer, pal. Something red. We're going to turn two right now. Something red. What do you got?
Lady in red.
Oh, the song. Sure. Yeah, it's a good song right there. We're turning too fast. Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, give me something red.
The red and Roy G. Biv, colors of the rainbow.
All right, you got it, my man. We got to come up with a winning answer here. So we've got NFL red zone. We've got big red Andy Reid. We've got the lady in red. We've got the Broncos red ass after the Eagles. Whoop
it's
red
got that one, right? It's got to be
it's
Justin.
The red ass.
We got the little red riding hood, the red wagon.
Big red Andy Reid is pretty good.
No, virtually no chance, John.
He's not going to win. Red wine is good. James, what do you think?
Justin in Tennessee is my winner.
Has to
Broncos red it. Ass. Yeah. I wish he had said the Dodgers.
I agree, but the delivery sold it for
but
me.
But he was saying it in response to that idiot Broncos call.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
All right, well, look, I think it's a good call. Justin, congratulations with the Broncos red ass. Go Birds! Go Phils!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.